Kim on a whim.
This is just kind of a sad story, a weird story. I have a lot of thoughts on this story to sum it up. Okay, so there is a gentleman in Europe who is a, let's call him a regular sperm donor. And his sperm, his donation, has been used by at least 67 families through IVF.
Wow.
And now what's come out is that 10 of the children who have worked with him have been diagnosed with either leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or some other type of cancer. So there's some concern from people, understandably, about, well, first of all, why was this not caught? And the other part of this would be, should there be some sort of a cap on how many people can work with one person? Okay, because again, at least 67 total families have, I don't even know the right way to phrase this.
But do they think it's genetic?
Yes, they're saying that they believe this was some rare genetic variant. Now, there is some testing that goes through anyone who's doing this. There would be testing, but they're saying that basically it would be almost impossible to be able to pick this up, because even when they're doing the testing initially, that the guy came back healthy and that they wouldn't even have necessarily discover this. It wouldn't have been detectable. So it wouldn't have been linked to the cancer, even through the standard screening procedures, is what they're saying. The donor was in good health at the time.
I just think ethically they should put a limit on how many times they'll let one individual donate. I just do. And they don't care. Clearly, if they have no ethics, they just care about the fee they're making in exchange for the sperm transfer, right?
Exactly.
Now, this is in a foreign country.
Right.
Which one?
This is just Europe. They're talking about Europe because he's been doing this. It's European Sperm Bank is who this guy went through. So there were the, I guess
ESB.
They
I can recruit. See there. I can see there the logo on the outside of their building, ESB.
They recruit donors in Denmark, Germany, Netherlands. So I'm not really sure. It doesn't say specifically where the families were, but it's multiple countries across Europe that do this. Can you tell I'm searching for words here?
I'm sorry. My brain has gone somewhere it shouldn't. I'm starting to think of advertising logos for them, but I'm not going to say
Mark,
it.
Mark, you would go there with that.
Do you get paid more if you're an athlete, you think?
I don't know. Do you? Like, are there certain profiles? I imagine there are women looking for men of maybe a certain height or a certain athletic background. Maybe a certain education background.
Well, I'm sure the men, though, too. Like, think about
the men don't care.
No, that's a lie.
No, they don't.
No. I refuse to believe that. I think the
men that are donating want the money.
I thought you were talking about the father.
No, the donors
on the receiving end.
Care.
Oh, the don't. Of course, the donors don't care. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the on the other side, the family.
No.
They would. The mother and the father probably would be very particular. Which. It's interesting, this whole debate about IVF and stuff has really been top of mind for a lot of people, because obviously we've been talking about abortion and what happens with all of these embryos. Well, I say embryos, but the baby. I mean, there's just so many before they're implanted, like they're just, the way they're discarded. It's very interesting because I never really thought much about it. And now a lot of people are talking about it. This is one of those situations where, okay, maybe there needs to be some stricter regulations. If this is going to happen, you need to be cautious, because look what now has come out of this.
Right, but tell me, what was the impetus for this story? Well, I mean, this is an unusual case. Is this just happened to be one that they looked into where a high percentage of this individual donor's children ended up with cancer?
Well, now they're worried about the others, the dozens of others who were conceived through this. But I mean, here in the United States, there's not many restrictions. In fact, I remember looking at that because there was a story that I had covered on a previous Kim on a Whim where some guy supposedly had technically fathered a thousand kids.
There's a
show out there. It's like Man with 1,000 Kids. It's like it was some, you know, badge of honor that he wore, that he had fathered 1,000 children and obviously didn't know any of them because he's the biological father, but he's not raising the children.
How much money did he make off that? You got to wonder.
The guy with 1,000 kids.
Does it say how much they pay them to donate?
No, but I'm sure it depends on the country, right? Or in that,
well, no,
that,
I mean,
that,
the European sperm bank different than the American sperm bank, ASB?
I can't say that ASB I looked into that specifically, but I see your curiosity in all this.
No, I have no curiosity for me personally. I'm just wondering what there's got to be a financial draw to it.
Here's
to motivate somebody to walk in the door, have to look people in the eye and know what you're there to do.
Here's what it
says. In other words.
According to Google, many European sperm banks offer financial compensations for sperm donation. The European Sperm Bank, for example, pays up to 40 euros per approved donation, which is what, like 50 some odd American dollars?
Yeah.
60 bucks, I don't know, something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
So if
not even a bar tab. What the hell?
So let's just say that this guy, let's just talk about the guy who, you know, a thousand children. And he's just bopping around all over the world making these donations.
Bopping?
Well, that's the word that came to mind, Mark. I'm going to go with it. Like, this is weird. I mean, does anyone else feel this way, that there should be something done about this? Or is everyone else just A-okay with this guy going around and making...
Well, I mean... You know, and a lot of these, I don't know, a lot of these, we're just having the discussion the other day about the IVF clinics, the one that got bombed out in California. Was it bombed, or did the guy shoot somebody, or what did he do out there? I'm trying to remember.
Well, wasn't he super,
he was against.
He's very anti-pro-life.
Procreation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or for some odd reason. But I wonder what percentage of those... that is donated. I mean, oftentimes I know that if you go
bombing,
through
by
in
the way.
Vitro, what's that?
It was a bombing.
Was it? I thought so.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go through in vitro, they're using the actual mother and the father, but if one of the two isn't viable, they have to go somewhere else for
the donor,
the
which
donor,
is where
right?
that, yes, where this guy
or
would
I imagine
come into
where this
play.
Would come in.
And I don't, unless you're going through this right now, which by the way, I'm really, really sorry for dealing with infertility. I can't imagine. I know plenty of couples who've dealt with that. It would be excruciatingly painful.
It would be. When, you know, we've been blessed to not have to have
same.
Gone through that, for sure. And my children so far have been blessed. Mm-hmm. My child, who's had children, has been blessed not to have to go through that. But it would be, I don't know, would you... I think there have to be some guidelines there. And maybe we have the guidelines in the U.S. that they don't have there.
There's not many. There's not that many in the United States. I remember looking into this when we were talking about that guy with 1,000 kids or whatever. There's not as many as you would think. I'm kind of surprised in the year 2025, with this being so common, that they haven't been wanting to regulate this more. Now, maybe you brought up earlier the money factor. There is definitely, it is I would imagine, a lucrative business for these clinics. So why would they want to limit it?
Yeah.
It would be a matter of state or federal restrictions being slapped on, and I don't think that would go over well.
Do the children have a right to know who their father is?
That's an interesting question. You mean if IVF
well,
is done?
For years, if you put a child up for adoption, those adoption records were sealed, and slowly many states started not allowing that anymore. They unsealed them or whatever because kids wanted to go back and find out who their birth parents were. I just wonder if it's the same way, if they have rules where somebody's identity can be, you're just a sperm donor number 1007, and you never know the name of that individual?
I would have to imagine that they're...
Have they identified
the
this
dad,
guy by name?
It's not in the article.
Okay.
I would have to imagine that the donor would want to be kept anonymous. Like there would, I just watched it when I was looking into this story. I watched some video about some guy. He had fathered 19 children, and he went and met all of the children. And each child, they were lined up. They're all grown adults at this point, and they're all wearing a different, you know, one, two. Each person had a number on their shirt. And it was just, it was weird.
Thing
and they're
one,
all, they're all,
thing
yeah,
two.
It felt like that. And they're all running up to this guy, you know, they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, like, hi, dad. And I just felt like,
wow.
I don't know. It felt cringy to me.
First
it felt
of all,
weird.
You'd feel cheated in a way that you, I would, that you,
yeah,
were responsible for that life, and you'd played no role in its upbringing or anything.
Isn't,
I just don't know how people could do that. I my conscience would not allow me to be a donor like
oh,
that.
Oh, same.
It just wouldn't.
No, I agree. I mean, think about the one of the biggest questions I think people have is, where did I come from? People,
so if your motivation...
That is a driver of... That is why Ancestry.com is so popular. That is why 23andMe has been so popular. People had this fascination, understandably, with where did I come from, my roots. They want to know their parents, even if, in many cases, even if they don't want the parent in their life because they've been... they've left them or whatever the case may be. I think there's still this innate feeling in all of us of, we want to know where we came from. People are searching for the meaning of life, and that is part of it.
Well, if your desire to do it is purely monetary, because the amount of money you get every time you walk through the door and go in the little booth, then that's a problem. I think there has to be some regulation on that.
Agreed.
That's anyway. Before you go to the ESB, European Sperm Bank,
Mark,
or the
American
Sperm
Bank. Why don't you draw
up
a sketch of what you think that their logo should be?
I can't. I just can't. I can't bring myself to say it on the radio. I'm sorry. All right, we'll get to a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.